when the flowers were stolen from my uncle's grave. My grandmother drove to our house and collapsed at our door, strangled as an empty Christmas stocking, wailing for her piece of coal. I had never seen a person so finished with God. Her face was a massacre of grief. Her cries, like shoveled granite, chewed her shrilling throat. All that they left was the flag, she kept screaming. I thought her lungs would start bleeding. It scraped my chest clean, hollowed me for weeks. Our house was the echo of a mother clawing the floorboards for her dead son, a down forest in her nail beds. At night, I obsessed on how long flowers might survive in the hands of thieves. Spent a month in our basement, scouring for answers in the photographs of my father in Vietnam. He was thin as a blade, his eyes unfiltered as the cancer they were given for free. Anyone could see by the freckles in his shame that war was no place for a soldier. The heart is no place for the talons of the kind of secrets you can only keep in the same chamber you will keep loaded to keep your hands from shaking the ghosts of dead children awake. My uncle wasn't killed by a bullet. He drank himself to sleep trying to drown their tiny screams. My grandmother followed him to the grave, like every mother does. I keep thinking of them today, as I sit in my parents' living room. My father has been home from the hospital for a week, and I was just told he slept for 3 years in a field of Agent Orange, but is refusing to accept his 10% veteran's medical discount because a patriot knows the cost of war, pays for it himself. I have written this poem before, but always through a window, never through an open door. I find my mother by the stove, stirring spaghetti sauce from a jar. I have never heard her breathing pull this hard. Earlier in the car, when my father broke down, she turned the radio dial up to save him the embarrassment of his whimper. The radio was playing "I Wanna Sex You Up." We listened to it for 3 minutes at full volume. It was fucking hilarious. Oh, none of us heard a word. I don't hear the words anymore. The president announces the end of a war, and I just stare at my mother's eyes as my father's face falls into the trembling trench of his hands, like a boy fresh out of boot camp who's just dropped his gun into somebody's cradle. When a war ends, what does that look like exactly? Do the cells in the body stop detonating themselves? Does the orphanage stop screaming for its mother? When the sand in the desert has been melted down to glass and our reflection is not something we can stand to look at, does the white flag make for a perfect blindfold? Yesterday, I heard a story about a little girl in Iraq, 6 years old, who cannot fall asleep because when she does, she dreams of nothing but the day she watched her dog eat her neighbor's corpse. If you told her the war is over, do you think she'd sleep? She's seen teeth chew through a rib cage and swallow a heart, and I can buy dog tags at the mall. I can buy camouflage at the Gap. I can stare at the Vietnam Wall and forget it is missing the 2 million names of the 2 million Vietnamese slain. So I can certainly forget that little girl, the dog, the neighbor, and whatever soldiers we choke chained in the opposite direction of God. At 4 a.m., I find my father in the living room, television blinking. The newscaster says the number of U.S. soldiers who were killed this month at war was outdone by the number who came home and committed suicide. Outside, there is a flag waving from our front door. My father picked it out as carefully as he picked out my name when he built our house. I want to tell him I still build my spine from the clothesline that holds his work shirts, but I know I'd start crying. I am exactly like him. We both have wrinkles around our eyes, 100 years older than our age. We both carry ourselves like an ambulance with someone dead inside, still thinking we might get there in time. I didn't get here in time. This house echoes like an empty canteen. Flowers don't survive long in the hands of thieves. So much is wilting. I look back out the window. My father's flag is aglow in the moonlight. I remember something I was told many years ago. I was told in World War II, 80% of U.S. soldiers could not bring themselves to kill an enemy soldier they found sleeping. Sleeping. I want to ask my father if he thinks that's true, but I know he won't sleep if I do. And he needs to sleep. God knows. We all do.